Wow. And that just demonstrates, really, doesn't it, the level of change that there's been. Matt, I wish we had longer. I'm afraid the music means we must move on. Thank you very much for calling Matt there in Leeds, a former prison officer. We're going to move on. Coming up...
You think it's all right not to pay?
Seriously, why do you go back to the barrier and pay?
Do you want to go back and pay like everybody else? Do you think it's all right not to pay?
Why don't you go back and pay?
Detective Chief Inspector Robert Jenrick on the London Underground having a go at fare dodgers. We'll come to that after six. Was he performing a public service, do you think? But after the news...
We're taking really decisive action to tackle the environmental problems caused by single-use vapes and to tackle the problems they cause for children's health.
Now, it's not just a Labour policy, it was a Conservative one too. And from tomorrow, disposable vapes will be banned across the UK. Is that a positive idea to get people away from vaping, or could it backfire?
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, President Trump has announced that he will double steel and aluminium import tariffs to 50%. The new levies will take effect from Wednesday. The announcement comes a day after Donald Trump won a temporary reprieve against the order to block his trade tariffs. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump said the move will also reduce US reliance on China.
A 25% increase. We're going to bring it from 25% to 50%, the tariffs on steel into the United States of America, which will even further secure the steel industry in the United States. Nobody's going to get around that.
Separately, Mr. Trump has praised Elon Musk at a press conference marking the billionaire's departure from the US government. The president says the tech entrepreneur had led one of the most consequential reform programs in generations. Speaking in the Oval Office, Mr. Musk says the work of his controversial cost-cutting department will continue.
This is not the end of DOGE, but really the beginning. My time as a special government employee necessarily had to end. It was a limited time thing. It's 134 days, I believe, which ends in a few days. So that, it comes with a time limit. But the DOGE team will only grow stronger over time. The DOGE influence will only grow stronger. It's, I liken it to a sort of Buddhism. It's like a way of life.
The Defence Secretary has announced £1.5 billion of extra investment in military homes over the next 5 years. The money will be used on urgent repairs, such as fixing roofs and tackling damp. It's part of the government's strategic defence review, which is expected to be announced next week. Loretta Swit, who starred in the American TV comedy series MASH, has died at the age of 87. She appeared in nearly every episode of the series, including the finale, which attracted a record 106 million US viewers. The actress won numerous awards, including two Emmys, over her nearly 50-year career. And Aggie Beaver-Jones hit a first-half hat-trick as England thrashed Portugal 6-0 at Wembley. In the Women's Nations League last night, they stay second in Group A3, 2 points behind the leaders Spain, who they play on Tuesday. Scotland have been relegated from the top tier after losing 1-0 to Austria. Wales have also been demoted after losing 1-0 to Denmark. LBC weather, showers continuing across northwestern areas, but dry and sunny elsewhere, with highs today of 26 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Henry Reilly.
Minutes past 5. Good morning. You're listening to Early Breakfast with me, Henry Reilly, here on LBC. We're going to be talking about Robert Jenrick after 6 o'clock and whether his sort of vigilante style videos of having a go at people who aren't paying the correct fare, or paying any fare actually, on the Underground, whether that is whether that's a positive thing, whether that's actually sparked quite a positive conversation, or has sparked a conversation at least about people who just simply don't pay when they should do. We'll come to that after six. This hour, though, I want to talk to you about the vaping ban. Well, it's not quite a full-scale vaping ban, but it's certainly going to affect a number of people. This idea of disposable vapes being banned from tomorrow, and from what we hear, a lot of people stockpiling as a result. Is this going to impact you? disposable vapes being banned from tomorrow. How is it going to impact you? Do you think it's going to be a positive thing, i.e. it will mean that you give up because you haven't bought one of those massive ones that look like a sort of cross between a remote control and a shisha pipe? I mean, they're sort of mad, aren't they, the size of some of these vapes. So will it affect you in a positive way, meaning you give up? Or actually, could it backfire? Could it mean that you go back to cigarettes because you don't want to, I don't know, faff around with having to charge it or refill the liquid or whatever you do on those big vapes elsewhere? So is this going to affect you, this disposable vape ban? And whether you are a current smoker, a previous smoker, maybe you've never had a sort of a vape in your life or a cigarette in your life, do you think it will have a positive impact? Because at the end of the day, this is going to affect everyone. If this means that fewer people smoke vapes, it probably means that if you're a non-vapor and you're out with friends or you happen to be in a pub garden with smokers or vapors, that you have less smoke being blown in your face, which might be a positive thing for you. It may also mean, if it backfires, that you have cigarette smoke as opposed to, I don't know, fruity watermelon or fizzy cherry or lemon and lime, to name some sort of random flavours, flavoured vapes as well. So do you think this is going to have a positive impact if you are a vapor or a non-vapor? Very keen to hear your thoughts and whether you think this will, as some experts are predicting, drive smokers to cigarettes. The government's disposable vape ban, some experts think, will drive smokers, of course, vapors, to cigarettes. As we know, from tomorrow, it's going to be illegal for any retailer, from corner shops to supermarkets, to sell the single-use vapes online or in store. Shops will only be able to sell reusable vapes because of concerns about the soaring number of single-use vapes being used in schools and the avalanche of rubbish the devices produce. It does strike me that how many of these things get used on a daily basis and how dangerous to have them sort of in bins. What also irritates me about the disposable vapes, and I don't know if this is, I think it probably is all brands, but you see, you get a little sticker when you have a disposable vape, right? Because they sort of, I'm not very technical with this, but the sort of air hole, the bit which helps you inhale, there's always a sort of sticker on there. And people have some reason have thought it'd be really pretty to stick those on the top of bins. I don't know if you've noticed this. So if you see a bin, I mean, I'm talking from perspective of London, but when I was up in Runcorn as well, I noticed it. So bins now are littered or sort of decorated or however you want to characterise it with these really sort of weird looking little stickers to the point where the whole bin is covered. And it looks blooming horrible. I bet it's an absolute nuisance for the council as well. So that hopefully will come to an end. That's certainly one positive which we can all be grateful for. In terms of the experts warning about smoking, by the way, industry leaders have warned that the ban may have the serious unintended consequence of losing the vape's original purpose as an aid to quit smoking. Let me tell you the words of John Dunn, who is of the UK Vaping Industry Association. He said vaping was invented to help adult smokers quit, and disposable vapes became the most successful products to do so because they are simple to use and most closely replicate the sensation of smoking. We are concerned that this ban will encourage former smokers who have already transitioned from cigarettes, which kill 220 people every day in the UK, to return to combustible tobacco or opt for unregulated vapes. So that's the sort of key point right at the end. Return to combustible tobacco or opt for unregulated vapes. So either people are going to go back to smoking or they're going to sort of venture into the black market. Simon Clark, who's of the smokers lobby group Forest, said the products had been popular with smokers trying to quit because they're as convenient and easy as a combustible cigarette. He said if you want to encourage more smokers to switch to a potentially less harmful product, it's essential the device is as simple as possible. He says the ban is disproportionate in its response to youth vaping and environmental concerns that could and should have been assessed by other means. Is this going to affect you, the disposable vape ban? How is it going to affect you, whether you're a smoker, an ex-smoker, or a non-smoker altogether? And if you are a smoker, Do you think it's going to push you in the right direction, i.e. towards quitting, or is it going to actually mean that you resort to smoking? Can you believe, by the way, I won't name them. I was talking with a Conservative politician yesterday who told me they're stockpiling vapes because they disagree with the ban, firstly, and they are stockpiling vapes because they are worried about the ban coming in. And I was speaking to them a couple of days ago, and they were using that afternoon, because it's recess at the moment in Parliament, to go to all of their local corner shops that sell vapes and basically stockpile. So this idea that people aren't, and I'm not for a moment advocating stockpiling, I mean, they go tomorrow, so I suppose today's your last day, but there was a stat that 84% of vapers are stockpiling. And I have to say that doesn't surprise me. My angle on this, by the way, and if my mum and dad are listening, I'll please put your fingers in your ears for a few minutes, but I am partial to a vape, mostly when I've had a couple of drinks. So as was the case yesterday, I went out with, I was going to say friends, actually. No, colleagues. Let's be very clear. Some of them probably listening, probably in the office by this time. Anyway, for a few drinks after work, and naturally, if I've had a few pints of lager, I think, well, now's a good time to start vaping. So I'm not proud of it, by the way. I don't think it's a good thing at all, but when I've had a few drinks, it's something that I enjoy doing. And so I do have a vape. So I'm in a bit of a conundrum with the disposable vapes, because I will still have the urge to vape or to smoke if I drink, and I know I shouldn't, and I know I can try and kick that habit, and I want to try and kick that habit. But I know that these disposable vapes being banned could be a very positive thing for me, because it could mean that I stop vaping altogether. And the problem is, once you buy a sort of one of these devices that lasts for 600 puffs, I think it is, if you don't get through it on the night, which often you don't, you then smoke it the next day. So then actually you're not just doing it when you're drinking, you're doing it as a force of habit. You're doing it because you are addicted. Now, my issue is, I'd like to think, and you can hold me to this, by the way, we'll see how I get on in a few months, I'd like to think I will not buy one of those big vapes, because I can't be dealing with the faff. I can't be dealing with buying all these new liquids. I can't be dealing with having to charge the whole blooming thing the whole time. And I haven't really accepted myself as a vapor. And so buying the actual full shebang for however much it is, it's something I'm very keen to avoid and determined to avoid. So there's that. There is also the very real possibility that because these disposable vapes are banned, next time I go out on a mad one, I will just buy cigarettes, which are far worse for me than disposable vapes. So I do understand why this may backfire. Why is it being brought in, this ban? Well, let's listen to Mary Cray. She's a government minister, and says it's important to protect children and the environment.
We're taking really decisive action to tackle the environmental problems caused by single-use vapes and to tackle the problems they cause for children's health, because we know that they're being marketed at pocket money prices to children under the age of 18. We won't hesitate to take further swift action. We're working with local councils, with national trading standards officers, to crack down on the cowboys who will undoubtedly carry on selling illegal vapes. But we're clear, we've got to have vapes that are reusable, refillable and rechargeable, with a reusable coil as well. So if manufacturers adapt, then we won't hesitate to take further action under the Tobacco and Vapes Bill to look at how further to restrict the advertising and sale of vapes to children.
That's one government minister. Let's hear from another as well, just so we can get a perspective as to why this ban's being brought in. Gillian Meron, Baroness Meron, is a health minister and spoke with LBC News.
Yes, I mean, what we've got to remember is that, and I know your listeners understand this, you know, we've got something like 80,000 people still dying every single year for a preventable reason, and that's because they're smoking. And the simple message is, whilst vapes have a role, absolutely, for adults who are seeking to give up smoking, but if you don't smoke, don't vape. And we need to go further, and we are doing, in terms of legislation, to protect children and young people from this. Vapes, as I say, have got a strong role in giving up smoking, but there is a real problem of children and young people in particular, as well as some adults, turning to them. Let's not start on that road.
It's all very sort of tedious in the government, this, isn't it? Basically, don't do anything that you like if it's bad for you. Well, in that case, let's give up that. What's that stupid thing that happens in the Isle of Wight again? Is it Isle of Wight TNT? TNTT? Isle of Wight TT? Yeah, this sort of mad racing thing that seems to be dangerous. Before we come to your calls, Michael, you're going to be the first caller. I did just want to sort of listen to this from one of my colleagues who's been looking at stockpiling. I mentioned one Conservative politician who I know who is stockpiling vapes. We've learned that people are stockpiling up and down the country, of course. In one case, we heard someone travelled hundreds of miles to buy them at a reduced price. Well, they must have been pretty reduced, because once you actually work out the petrol, I can't work out how on earth that would be cheaper. But anyway, this is a piece from our reporter in Scotland, Rebecca Brady.
Well, Spar Alloa has been inundated with customers stockpiling as many boxes of vapes as they can get their hands on. And that's down to the discounted rates they've been selling the disposable products for in bulk. Diane works behind the tills.
I've had people from Bonaerts, I've had people from Dundee, I've had people from Grangemouth. One of the customers, they came from Manchester. The customer that was in last night, he was almost £800 just in boxes of vapes.
You might wonder what sparked people to travel hundreds of miles to this shop. Well, that's a series of social media videos and posts over the past 2 months showing hundreds of boxes at a time stacked on the shop floor. And that marketing strategy might be working too well.
I like a bargain. You know, I'm like Tullibuddy's answer to Martin Lewis, I feel. I don't actually smoke, but my whole family does, and a few of them are on the vapes. So my sister was on holiday. Since I'm the only person that drives, she asked me to go in and get them. Over the past 8-9 weeks or so, I think I've bought 22 boxes.
That's Cheryl McLean, who says despite her relatives owning reusable vapes, they actually prefer the disposable ones because of the flavours and being able to take several out with them at a time without worrying about running out of charge. We have learned this kind of stockpiling isn't just happening in Scotland. There are some shops scattered across the UK doing similar deals, despite warnings from some firefighters that the batteries could explode if you're stockpiling. But come Sunday morning, the bulk buying stops as the entire UK outlaws single-use vapes from midnight, Steve.
Well, I don't know who Steve is. There we go, Rebecca Brady reporting, our reporter in Scotland. I want to hear from you this hour. I want to hear from you whether you are going to be impacted like me with regards to this vape ban. By the way, there's a lot of people on sort of the text and messages having no sympathy with me. I wasn't asking for sympathy. I really don't care if you like the fact that I'm partial to a vape or not. Could not care less. But is this going to affect you in the same way it will affect me? Again, if you don't smoke, perhaps it will mean that you have less fizzy cherry vape smoke going into your face, which you might think is a positive, or perhaps it may lead more people to take up smoking, so it may well backfire. Is it going to impact you? But crucially, do you think it's a good idea, really? Disposable vapes are going to be banned. Is there the potential to backfire? Is this a classic example of these industries that are desperate for disposable vapes to be continued to be sold? And is it not the sort of idea that if you, with disposable, I mean, this has been since the age of time, isn't it? You have these companies, Big Tobacco, and in this case, Big Vape, that are saying, oh, if you ban it, people go back to smoking. Well, it hasn't always proven to be the case when you ban things, but I don't know, maybe you think there will be a black market. Rebecca in Somerset says, instead of banning it, why didn't they double the price? Would that have been a better solution? I think people would have still bought them, and they're incredibly cheap as well. It's sort of like £5, £6 for one of these things that lasts you for a few days. Want to hear from you this hour. 0345 6060 973 is the number to call.
This is LBC.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Angela Reed. Ripon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
I've looked after my kids since they were born. Now they've got kids. I still want to look after them. I don't want them struggling to make decisions about my money or my health if I can't. So we made a lasting power of attorney. Now, if I can't speak for myself, they'll speak for me. It's a weight off for all of us, isn't it?
Yes, Mum.
Lasting power of attorney. Search your voice, your decision.
This is LBC with Henry Reilly. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
20 past five, I need to make an apology. It is the Isle of Man. I'm really sorry. The Isle of Man, TT. I think, did I say Isle of Wight? Sorry, Colin, who's pointed that out. And also Martin says it's the Isle of Man, TT, and it's happening this week. It's the oldest motorcycle race in the world and the most dangerous and the absolute best racing in the world. So, and not very happy with me saying that it's very dangerous. I think my producer is a fan of it as well. So maybe I'll have to watch it if indeed it's streamed. I don't know. We're talking about vaping this hour. And this, I mean, if you haven't heard, if you've been sort of under a rock, from tomorrow it's going to be illegal to buy disposable vapes. And I'm asking what you think about that. Is there the potential for that to backfire, people to go back to cigarettes and people to buy these big devices and mean they actually end up vaping far more as a result? Or actually, is this going to be a good way of cracking down on kids vaping in classrooms? I mean, it seems to me it will have an impact, absolutely, but you will still get kids getting their hands on some of these rechargeable vapes now. And there will be ways for these companies to get around it. There always is. Michael's in New Cross. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, Henry.
Sorry to keep you waiting. What would you like to say about this?
Vaping, one word, should be banned 100%.
Oh, goodness me. Not you as well. Why? Are we not allowed to do things that we enjoy?
Enjoy? How can you enjoy poisoning your own body with chemicals? You go to a shop, you pay £6 or whatever you pay, you spend one day taking chemicals into your body, and you say, I want to feel ill, I want to go to NHS hospital. It's your fault why you're killing yourself, not mine.
Do you drink, Michael?
Why do I want to smoke?
Do you drink?
Drink what?
Alcohol.
What do you call drinking? What do you call drinking?
Well, I don't know, putting alcohol in your body.
20 pints, 30 pints or 40 pints?
Well, I'm not talking. I hope not a day, Michael. Goodness me, you're very coherent. If you have been,
if I do go to a bar, but one drink and that's it. I'm out.
Okay, well, good for you. But some people like having more than that.
Yeah, but then you're causing a major issue to people at NHS and to yourself,
Michael.
Why is it that government allows people like yourselves and other people to just poison themselves for 50, 20 years?
Oh, you know what, Michael? You're right. And why don't we ban rugby as well, actually? Because people have head injuries at rugby. Why don't we ban driving, actually? Because sometimes people have accidents and they crash into people. Maybe we just sort of sit around all day and not do anything that could harm someone or harm yourself. Let's do that.
No, do things in a reasonable manner. I'm talking about poisoning yourself with chemicals which have no benefit to your body whatsoever. How can taking smoke into your body be pleasurable? Can you explain that to me?
Well, if you don't smoke, Michael, it's going to be difficult to explain to you. But,
correct. That's why I don't smoke. There's no reason.
And great. And I'm very happy that you don't smoke. And fair play to you, because you'll be a lot healthier as a result. But don't just have a go at people who do smoke, because it's an addictive substance. Or do you not think it is addictive?
But it affects my well-being. I'm on a bus and many times you see young kids smoking, vaping on the bus.
Yeah, which they shouldn't.
If it's that great, why am I not doing it?
Yeah, but again, they shouldn't be vaping. Let's be clear. You shouldn't be vaping at a bus. It annoys me when people vape.
But they do.
I know they do. But we're talking about the practice of vaping. They shouldn't be vaping at train stations as well. That winds me up, because that's not okay. People are first thing in the morning. The last thing they want is for a big plume of smoke. I understand that. And if you don't like smoking, Michael, you shouldn't necessarily be exposed to it. However, if you do go in a pub garden or a smoking area in a pub, let's say, well, you know, Them's the breaks. People are going to smoke. Tough.
You're right. It's tough for them, not for me. It's tough for them.
It is tough for you, Michael, because if you want to sit in the smoking area, let's be clear, you're going to inhale smoke. We're not changing the rules. We're not saying, right, no one's allowed to smoke because Michael in New Cross doesn't like it.
Well, do you remember?
I'm afraid, Michael, the world doesn't revolve around you.
I remember when you used to go on the bus on top deck and you couldn't even come, you couldn't go up because it was so bad with smoking, then moved to the back of the bus. Yeah. Then they banned it completely. Now, if you're on a bus and it's fantastic, well, it's not great on a bus, but it's better than having that smoke around your body.
Yeah.
It's why we don't smoke in pubs anymore, Michael.
It's why we don't smoke in pubs anymore. And it's to appease people like you. Great. I actually think it's a good idea. So there we go. I'm not advocating saying we should bring back smoking on buses or pubs. But people will still smoke because they want to smoke and then they're addicted to smoking. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm making that decision. If I feel like smoking after I've had a few drinks, well, do you know what, Michael? That's my decision.
It is your decision, but you're affecting the NHS.
Well, so is someone playing rugby and getting their head kicked in.
Yeah, I play rugby. Yeah. Myself, so I play rugby.
Have you used the NHS when you've played rugby? Have you injured yourself?
Of course, yeah, of course I have.
Well, you're draining resources there. Why am I taxes paying for the scrum half Michael in New Cross?
I'm not doing something which is unhealthy to my body. I'm not taking a poison. Playing rugby is not a poison.
Mm. Can you see much up there on your high horse, Michael?
I'm not on a high horse. You're only smoking a high horse by vaping. You and your vaping group. I mean, there's so many vape shops. I can't believe it's like sweet shop.
Oh, I agree with that. They're really ugly vape shops as well. We don't need neon signs. That irritates me. Michael, I always enjoy speaking with you. So thank you for taking it in good faith. Have a good one. We'll go for a pint soon. I'll have the vape. You don't have yours, all right?
Agreed, yep, agreed. All right, Henry.
Cheers, mate. All right, thanks, Michael. Michael Newcross, who's a regular rower. We like having rows. Alan's in Adelaide, in Australia. You're our second caller from Australia. Hello, Alan, what would you like to say?
Hello, Henry. Yeah, just sitting in the back garden having a crafty vape, even though theoretically it's illegal in Australia.
Wow. Oh, so you're breaking the law live on air?
Well, not necessarily breaking it, because I'm in my own house, but it's illegal. Theoretically, it's illegal to purchase vapes in Australia, and all it's done is drive product under the counter.
So, So was it disposable vapes that were banned initially, or did everything get banned in one?
I believe it was everything banned in one. But, I mean, not to say that it doesn't still happen. I mean, you still see people down the pub or outside the pubs in the street having a vape.
What's been the impact? Have vaping numbers actually gone down?
I don't think so, but I wouldn't be able to put my finger on and say yes or no definitively, but lots of people still vape, is all I can say.
So people are sort of rebelling, do you think, against that?
I think so.
Well,
you're
rebelling, yeah. So it's not illegal to vape, but it's illegal to buy vapes?
Yeah, it's illegal to purchase vapes, but, I mean, people still walk around with vapes, and I'm sure there's adults. I mean, at the end of the day, we're adults. Why are we being told that we can't vape just to stop young children from vaping?
How did you find LBC, Alan?
Well, we used to live in the UK, and we emigrated 20 years ago, and about 2 years ago, we thought, you know what, now you've got the global app, and we sort of listened to you in the wee hours of your time on a Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
We're actually regular listeners.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Nice to hear from you, Alan. I appreciate you calling in Adelaide, in Australia. By the way, let me be absolutely clear. Vaping is bad for you. I'm not advocating vaping for one second. I'm just being honest with you that I do vape. You shouldn't vape. It's really bad for you. You shouldn't smoke at all. What did you say? Evil. Are you calling me evil for vaping? I mean, goodness me. Well, at least I'm being honest. But anyway, them's the breaks. Alan, thank you. Have we got to know? We'll save Richard. I don't want to rush you, Richard. Coming to you in just a second. Christopher says the banning of single-use vapes isn't to discourage use, but to reduce littering of the plastic and battery. As a community volunteer litter pickers, we pick up hundreds polluting the environment. And I don't envy you, Christopher. I bet that is a nightmare. And they say that you can sort of recycle them or bin them at these vape shops. But how many people actually do that? The litter that comes with them. I don't know if you were hearing me earlier on, Christopher, when I was talking about those little stickers that come with them as well, and the fact that they're passed all over bins. So I do agree. Nathan says they haven't been banned. All the disposable vape companies have done is just brought out the same vapes with removable pods to bypass the ban. Still the same price and will in most cases be one use only. Yeah, I'm seeing it already, sort of charging points on the same looking vapes. Lucy says, I think the vape ban is a good thing. Tired of seeing discarded vapes on the streets. There are some great chargeable ones available. I'm not going to plug any brands, Lucy, just because I think it gets into a sort of world of problems there. Kev says, thank you, Henry. I've seen all those stickers on a bin near Morrison's here, and I had no idea what they were till you just explained it. Yeah, they're sort of everywhere, really. There's one near where I live, sort of right by a Sainsbury's, which would make sense. But and they do sell vapes, or certainly did sell disposable vapes. I'm not sure if you can buy other vapes at Sainsbury's. So whether that means that actually at supermarkets, that will be it. You won't be able to buy them at all. Lewis says most of the disposable vape manufacturers have now added a charging point on the device to get around the law. They're being sold at the same price, so it's hardly going to make a difference. And I think that is the point that we're really learning. How much effect is this actually going to have? I suppose we'll only find out from Sunday. More calls in a moment. 0345 6060 973. Is the disposable vape ban going to have an impact on you? And actually, is the effect going to be positive? Is it going to reduce smoking numbers, or will it drive people to actually buying the real thing, i.e. cigarettes, or a even bigger vape that's going to last for longer? What do you think? 0345 6060 973 is the number to call. More calls in a moment. First, though, let's get the news headlines at 5.30 with Dominic Ellis.
The Defence Secretary John Healey says he has no doubt that military funding will reach 3% of national income by 2034. The government's previously said that level remains an ambition, but it's understood the uplift will be needed to pay for plans to modernise the armed forces. President Trump has announced that he will double steel and aluminium import tariffs to 50% from Wednesday. It comes a day after Donald Trump won a temporary reprieve against the order to block his trade tariffs. And separately, Mr. Trump has praised Elon Musk at a press conference marking the billionaire's departure from the US government. The president says the tech entrepreneur has led one of the most consequential reform programs in generations. LBC weather, showers continuing in northern England and Wales before clearing later, dry with sunny spells elsewhere, highs of 26 degrees.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.
Just accept we need stop and search.
Straight to the point.
This is a shocking night.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
When was the last time your party was in touch with the electorate?
Listen on Global Player or the new LBC app. Download it now from your app store. LBC.
Buying a home on a holiday park was the retreat you always wanted. But then came unexpected site fee increases. And that was before the dramatic loss in value. If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, you may have been missold. Holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive thousands in compensation. Text ASSIST to 78900. That's ASSIST to 78900.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
You probably think you're pretty good at multitasking behind the wheel. I mean, you have to multitask to drive. So what's wrong with checking your phone? The thing is, your brain simply... ...for quick reply, affects your concentration, and makes you less able to react to hazards. If you use a mobile phone while driving, you're 4 times more likely to crash. Think. Put your phone away.
Henry Reilly on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Could be a big day for you tomorrow if you're a vapor, because you won't be able to buy disposable vapes anymore. And again, I said this right at the start, this doesn't just affect people who opt to buy the blooming things, it affects everyone, because it will have an impact on smoking habits. Will it drive down vaping numbers, i.e. you'll have to inhale less vape when you're out and about, which I imagine will be a positive thing if you do not vape and you don't wish to have that sort of blown in your face. But if it leads people to cigarettes, well... that's going to be counterproductive, isn't it? And remember, this is not a sort of Labour idea. They've certainly championed it, but it was also the Conservatives. Rishi Sunak first came up with this particular idea. Glyn texts and says there are rechargeable vapes, smaller than disposable vapes, so kids can now take that route. The cunning thing with the government is that the alternatives to a disposable vapes are cigarettes at astronomical prices, or the rechargeable variety, which sees liquid pricing is rising 100% next year, which is a good point. I should have made that the liquids are going up massively as well from next year, I read. As far as Michael is concerned, this again was a previous caller, the vape is not poison. He says that the same liquids are in other products, which I didn't realise, or same components of the liquid. Lisa says, calm down, Henry, leave Michael alone. Well, I apologise, Lisa. I was only having sport with Michael because I've spoken with him a number of times and we like having an argument, but fair enough. She says, you shouldn't be getting so angry. I was having sport with him, but okay, Lisa, I'll take it on board. Paulie says, while I slightly agree with your argument, I'm not a smoker or a vapor, but I think we have let the next generation of kids down by allowing the way in which vapes have been advertised. We made so much progress with the youth not starting smoking. Now we've thrown almost all those years away. And I do think there's a positive argument about that in terms of the flavoring, but also the sort of packaging that comes with these vapes. 5:35 is the time. Richard is in Portsmouth. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Henry. How's it going?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. Do you vape?
I do, and I've got a scenario which a lot of people haven't thought of because a lot of people aren't in my situation.
Oh, are you in a unique position, are you?
I am. I'm blind.
Oh, so that's interesting.
How do I refill my vapes and put burners in them if I can't see what I'm doing?
Well, that is interesting. So you are someone who enjoys smoking, you enjoy vaping, which, again, yeah. I have to tell you is bad for you, which you can say the same to me. But so, yes, yeah, so you can. The disposable vapes are easy for you to do because you don't have to sort of fiddle around with them and refill them or whatever. And with
not only easy, but it's impossible for me to. How do I fill a vape when I can't see what I'm doing?
Yeah. Well, I honestly don't know. I presume you could get help from someone in the vape shop, but it's not going to be as easy as it is now, is it?
What, so I've got to get on a bus and get to a 2-mile drive, you know, to go and get my vape filled. Or I could just use smoke disposable, vape disposables, and it helps my life. I understand they're doing it for the kids and all that, but the kids will get round it. They always do.
Does this mean that you'll stop vaping? Because the government may say, well, look, we've managed to get Richard to stop vaping. It's been a positive thing.
I've actually stockpiled loads and loads, which are totally legal to do, but I've stockpiled quite a few. I have ones that have 30,000 puffs on them.
You know what I'm going to ask you, don't you? 30,000 puffs, did you say?
30,000, yeah.
What, a disposable vape with 30,000 puffs?
Yeah.
How big is it?
I'm currently tugging on it right now. It's about, I'd say about 6 inches long by about 4 inches wide.
Right. Wow, so it's quite a device, like a remote.
Yeah, it is pretty much.
And the question I'm going to ask you, how many disposable vapes do you reckon you've stockpiled? Be honest.
Oh, blimey.
Come on, we're all friends.
I've got about 20 of them at the moment, but the ban doesn't go through till tomorrow, so I'm going to order a load more. It's the only thing I can do. It's not fair that I should be banned from doing this, and I don't think it's fair, you know. I know a small percentage of people are blind, but there are people that are, you know. It's taxing people. You should educate people, not tax them.
Are your vapes that you've stockpiled the sort of 600 puff ones, or the 30,000, as you were saying?
They're 30,000.
Interesting. Thank you, Richard. Much appreciated. Richard there in Portsmouth. That is an interesting conundrum, isn't it? And that is, I mean, what do you do if you're in Richard's position? Christine's in Maidenhead. Hi, Christine.
Hi. Hi. How? Good morning, Henry.
Morning.
Yes, I don't like vaping because me and my husband were ardent smokers until our 40s. I've been looking back at university pictures for a reunion we've got coming in, and virtually every single one of them I'm holding a cigarette. But we thought our kids had got away with it. And the oldest still doesn't do anything, but the youngest two started vaping in sixth form, having watched all their friends start vaping. And it's just such a shame that this younger generation, I thought, oh, smoking's getting so unpopular now, they're not going to do it. One of them will go between cigarettes and vapes, and she's properly addicted.
Oh, really?
The other one is she's a sports person, and she's on a football season. When the season's on, she doesn't vape, and then when it's off, she comes back and starts vaping again. But I don't think we should be banning things for just for the sake of it. What I mean, I see the littering argument, but beyond that,
I see the littering argument as well. I mean, that is. I mentioned many times, I am partial to one, which yeah. I know I shouldn't be. But I think, goodness me, the amount of these devices I must have chucked away. And look, I'll be totally honest, I should have recycled them. Probably not recycled is not the right word, but given them to these shops to have them properly disposed of. And yeah. I haven't. I've put them in the bin. And I should be ashamed for that. But there must be so many of these things that have gone yeah. into sort of landfill.
Well, but how much landfill? I mean, we create landfill from everything, don't we? I mean, I really feel sorry for the chap you had on before. He's, you know, blind and he's going to be challenged by it. You know, I don't think we should be banning things. I mean, I am... not a fan of vapes. I'm a bit worried about what's going to happen in the future when we find out is there more health consequences than we're perhaps
knowing
about.
Don't tell me that. Yeah.
Well, particularly, you know, a lot of these are mass produced in China. I'm not sure that China's too interested in health and safety a lot of the times. So I'd be a little bit worried.
That's very true.
But anyway, in terms of
what you said about people being, I do think it's a good point. I did feel like we were from sort of 2005, yeah. really, yeah. till about 2020, I'd say, or yeah. maybe even before yeah. that, because people did yeah. vape. But it was, I remember when people were vaping, and everyone thought
ex-smokers.
People who vaped were weird. Yeah, because they would, yeah. you'd see these massive plumes of smoke, and you'd go, God, that's really yeah. annoying. And then these little disposable ones came in, where
it's
you have
disposable,
and
ones.
It's just become. It's just
the
really rocketed.
The news agent around the corner from my girl's school just sold it all to them, single, you know, didn't care about the age. And every single one of their friends, and my daughters were going, oh, God, I can't believe so-and-so's doing it, so-and-so's doing it, they're all bloody doing it, and then they started doing it.
Really?
Yeah, it was really sad to see, but it's peer pressure, isn't it? And, you know, I mean, not them, but one of my friend's sons, she confronted him about vaping, and he said, well, it's easier to do that at a party, and then you can refuse the joint that's been passed around, you know?
Well, there's another argument as well, yeah, goodness me. Also, I think the thing that I find with people is that they say, oh, with smoking, you're obviously sort of flat or clothes or wherever you're doing it, your fingers smell, whereas with yeah. vapes, you don't. But then again, the problem is, first thing in the morning, the last thing I would feel like is a cigarette. But if you have a vape lying around, you're probably much more likely to smoke it, aren't you?
Well, there's a lot of people, I think, vaping in the middle of the night. I certainly know friends of my daughters who, they say they wake up in the middle of the night and they're vaping away.
Really? What, on a sort yeah. of waking up for the toilet or something?
Properly addicted, yeah. More I think there are some concerns that for some people it's more addictive than smoking early. And I was a proper 6:30 in the morning, first thing I did was have a cigarette. So
really?
I was really addicted. So.
Have you ever smoked one of these disposable vapes?
No. I gave up smoking when I gave up throughout the pregnancies, and I gave up when they were all very young, having started again after the pregnancies. But yeah, no, I never smoked a vape, not even being tempted.
Yeah. See, I'm in a strange position here, Christine. I'm gonna open up to you here. I'm not a fan of people banning things, as you may have heard from my big my big row with Michael earlier on. But yes. if they did ban vapes, and it would help me, and smoking
would make life easier.
It would mean yeah. that I'd be forced to. I would only have to do it on holiday. I don't know if they still allowed it in Greece or France.
Yeah.
Let's say.
I mean, it's mad, isn't it? I mean, my husband still is a very occasional part time smoker. If he goes out for a big night out with his friends, I haven't touched it at all for years. And that, for me,
but he doesn't do it regularly.
Thing.
As in,
oh, no, not
he, it's not on a sort of daily basis.
No, and if we go away on holiday, we went away on holiday once, and he bought a packet of cigars at the beginning. I was like, don't even think that, you know, you're chucking those away. I was like, when you're not sitting here on holiday with me smoking,
putting your foot down. Christine, lovely to hear from you in Maidenhead. Thank you so much for calling. Adam's in Epping. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Henry.
What would you like to say?
Two words: governmental overreach. I think we give up too many rights for the sake of safety.
Okay.
I think why vaping is so controversial in the UK especially, more than some other countries is because we have the National Health Service. So everyone thinks they're paying for the mistakes and bad choices of others and think they've got a say in how people should actually live their lives.
Yes. Well, so you think, yeah, there probably is an element of that, isn't there? Because we're all funding it, and therefore if you're contributing to that more. But you could make the same problem about obesity, couldn't you?
You could, yeah. I started smoking quite young. I was probably about 16 years old.
How old are you now, Adam?
24.
Okay, so you're a young person. Did you start smoking vapes or no, cigarettes?
I started off with cigarettes. I'm a little old-fashioned. At age 16, and I think I smoked, till I was about 22. And then I briefly switched over to vapes for about a few months. Didn't really like it. So I switched to nicotine pouches.
Okay.
And I haven't looked back ever since. And my lungs have really thanked me for that decision.
Oh, so you do the pouches now. Is this what you put in your gum or something? Is that how that works?
Yeah. Just just between your top lip and your teeth. And, it works wonders. I haven't felt a need or craving to smoke a cigarette or vape ever since I've switched over. The first week was pretty hard, but ever since then, it's been smooth sailing.
And I haven't used these pouches. And again, I'd make the same point that nicotine is addictive and you shouldn't take it up necessarily. Well, no, you shouldn't take it up full stop.
But it helps the brain function as well.
But sorry, what I was going to say is, would you put that in on a night? I don't know how it works, so sorry if I sound like an idiot, but would you put it in after you've had a few drinks and then take it out? I mean, how does it work? If I had the urge to smoke after four pints, what would I do with this?
So you'd place it between your, just under your top lip and between your teeth. Just try and wedge it as high as you can. And it's pretty secure once you put it in. And then there's a slow release of nicotine over, I'd say, about 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, right.
And I think you should always throw it out after an hour or so. Never keep it in for more than an hour.
But there's no desire to for the actual practice of smoking, i.e., you know, put your mouth to it. Because I thought that's part of it, isn't it? Do you not find yourself reaching for a vape?
Yeah, but I think the nicotine craving is probably the most part.
Yeah, that's
I think
true.
Some people get a little nostalgic about the smoke and the puffing and, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever vaped while having one of these pouches in?
Never.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say yes. Thank you, Adam. Appreciated in Epping. I'm not going to take your advice on these because this is the last thing I need to be addicted to. I'm trying to get myself off blowing nicotine when I'm drinking. Thank you for being so honest. 0345 6060973. Last chance to have your say on this. The vaping ban, disposable vapes from tomorrow. Will it work?
Sunday with Lewis Goodall.
Dame Emily Thornberry, Chair of the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, Labour MP in Islington as well, of course, joins me in the studio. Do you think we're moving on from the Brexit wars?
I think they probably don't care. I mean, I think that on the whole, those who wanted to leave are happy, those who didn't want to leave are not particularly happy, but everybody's kind of moved on.
Listen on your radio, on Global Player and the new LBC app.
Do you agree with him that they are using starvation as a weapon of war?
They say that they are not allowing food into Gaza in order to get the hostages back. I have to say, this is not the way to behave. They have to stop. This far-right government is behaving in the most appalling way, and there will be a reckoning.
Sunday with Lewis Goodall. Sunday morning from 10 on LBC.
At ulisprosperity.com, you buy the car and we pay you up to £600 per month in rental income. For conditions, visit ulisprosperity.com.
Big, big, big motoring world. Wow, wow, wow motoring world.
Yes, that's right. Big Motoring World is also Wow Motoring World because we price check our cars every day to guarantee you our best price, with up to 95% of them below market value. Big Motoring World, we're big on what matters to you. See website for nearest store. Visit bigmotoringworld.co.uk or one of our stores for our price promise and terms and conditions.
Imagine your dream holiday made possible by comparing cheap flights on Kayak. Walking on an unspoilt goes on for miles beach on the Sardinian coast. Plunging into the splendour of an idyllic lagoon in Greece. Ah, yes. This is the life. all you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare prices from hundreds of travel sites and airlines to find your dream deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself. How do you grow a perfectly sweet strawberry? Well, it takes more than just soil and water, but time, care, and the best conditions to flourish. At Tesco, we keep every strawberry warm during the day and cold during the night to ensure they develop the sweetest flavour. It may seem like a little thing, but to us, it's everything. Now, if you don't mind, the strawberries are sleeping. Tesco. Every little helps.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC with Henry Reilly. Text 84850.
Let's go to Tony, who's a new caller in Hitchin. Hello, Tony. Do you vape?
No, I stopped smoking about 18 years ago. Okay. 30 years.
And what do you think about this ban from tomorrow?
Part of me suspects that the government are stopping the disposable vapes so that people go back and buy cigarettes because they make more money out of them.
Yeah. Go on.
So, well, somebody earlier was saying about the cost of smokers to the NHS.
Yeah.
But it cost the NHS about £1.9 to £2 billion a year to treat smokers. And the government make about £9 billion a year out of the tax on tobacco.
Well, I haven't got the figures in front of me, so I'll take your word for it at the moment. But you're saying that tobacco brings in a lot of money to the UK.
Yeah, tobacco duties are expected. This is from fullfact.org. Tobacco duties are expected to raise around $8.8 billion in 2024-25, and the Action on Smoking and Health expect the NHS to spend $1.9 billion treating smokers in 2024.
And do you think this is going to lead to more people smoking cigarettes from tomorrow? Or, I mean, what do you actually think the real sort of time effect is going to be on people?
I don't know, because the whole litter thing seems a bit strange to me, because back in the 90s, I used to work with a team that had to go sweeping up outside shops every morning. And trust me, you wouldn't believe the amount of cigarette butts.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I can imagine that, yeah.
So, If any government had really wanted to stop people smoking, they would have done this, but put the age up to buy cigarettes by a year, every year, 20, 30 years ago. Mm. But they were making too much money out of it. As I used to say, I used to smoke at least 200 cigarettes a week. And my argument used to be, when people said, you're using my NHS, I'm not using yours.
Do you think the direction we're going in is going to mean that sort of smoking is eventually banned and vaping is eventually banned, not just the disposable ones?
I would like to see more restrictions on vaping because, as some other people have said, it is very much targeted towards kids. Mm. And I would dearly love to get the CEOs of these vape companies and get their kids to start using vapes, because nobody knows what the long-term effects are. We know what the long-term effects of smoking are. Vapes haven't been around long enough for anybody to know what the possibilities are.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Tony. Interesting views there. Tony, a new caller in Hitchin. Let's go to another new caller. Gary's in Wolverhampton. Hi, Gary.
Yes, morning to you, Henry.
Morning.
I buy cigarettes. My son, I've been smoking for 25 years, and when I was younger, I've been smoking all the way through. I think if you want to do something, do it, and, you know, stresses and whatnot in life. My son, instead of wanting a Christmas present or anything like that, he says, Dad, can you get me 2 boxes of this or 3 boxes of cigarettes of that?
You buy your son vapes for birthdays and Christmas?
Every time, if he wants money, he wants money. If he wants cigarettes, he's nearly 17. But like I said, it's not an issue. We've all got stress in life, and, you know, why should, like, people at the top, the champagne and caviar and all that, you know, we're just enjoying what we do at the moment.
Well, I don't think eating caviar is as bad as sort of smoking a vape for you.
When I was 13, I started smoking at school, and I asked an older man if he could buy me something from the shop. He did. And I've done exactly the same. If kids want cigarettes, I'll buy them. There's
no, that's a terrible idea, Gary.
There's no issue. No, when I say older, you know, you get kids that look like men now, the big tall lads. But,
yeah, but
I don't.
If they can't go in the shop, then it means they're not old enough, Gary.
I've been stopped and told you shouldn't do that, buying kids cigarettes. But look, like I said, we're all going to die of something.
Yeah, but,
get some.
No, Gary. I am all in favour of people being allowed to vape still, and of course people are addicted. But you can't be buying cigarettes. You can't be buying cigarettes or vapes for people who are of school age.
But Henry, like, you get these people that have been in the army, smoke 80 a day, and they're still alive up to 102 today. That's facts.
It doesn't mean we want more people smoking, though. There's a reason why smoking rates have gone down. Do you not? If you were walking past a secondary school, like an off licence or something, and there were kids saying, "Oh, we're not old enough to buy vapes yet," you know, can you help us out, Gary?
Yeah, I would do it. I've done it before, lots of times.
Gary, this is a terrible thing to do. And I'm sure you're not a bad person, but
no,
this is making you're being a useful idiot here.
I wouldn't say I'm an idiot, but like I said, at the end of the day,
you're a useful idiot.
What does that mean? All I want to do is make them be happy. It's not my son.
Right.
I'm not a bad person, mate.
Well, I don't think you should be buying kids vapes. What if they asked you to buy them cigarettes? What if they asked
I would never buy them drugs. I would never do anything like that. It's just cigarettes. It's just vapes. We've all done
it. But how old are they, these kids? I mean,
they're tall. They're taller than me.
It doesn't matter how tall they are. It doesn't matter how old they are.
I mean, I go on size and, you know, some of them about 15, about 6 foot two, Henry, six foot, some of them.
You're obsessed with how tall they are. It doesn't matter. If they're not old enough to buy vapes, there's a reason for that.
I mean, I've made a few mistakes in buying it, I suppose, and I made, you know, think, oh, probably it's not going to suit him. But my son's happy. He's been smoking since he was...
How old's your son?
Well, he's 16, but he's nearly 17 in the next 2 weeks.
Oh,
so I'll be getting more cigarettes.
So if your son says to you, for Christmas, I know we're a long way away, Dad, or Gary, I want, you know, 4 or 5 boxes of vapes for Christmas...
I've done it. I've said to him, look, I'm not going to say...
But he's not old enough, Gary. I didn't realise he wasn't old enough.
But this is what I'm trying to say to you. My son's nothing wrong with my son. He's got no problems with him whatsoever. When I was 13, my dad smoked with me as well. It's not an issue. If you go back into the 40s and 50s, he all used to do it at a younger age. It's just smoke, Gary. It doesn't bother anyone.
Can I read you this text?
Yeah.
Michael says, this is why this should be banned, Henry. Gary should be arrested. The guy's a complete donkey. You're a complete donkey, Gary.
No, I'm not. I pay my taxes and do all sorts. It's just, I don't think there's a problem with it. There's nothing wrong with me. I've been smoking all my life.
Well, I mean, we don't need to go into that.
I think you've been a bit harsh on me there, Henry.
What about drinks, Gary? Well, Gary, I think you're a nice bloke, but you shouldn't be buying vapes for kids who aren't old enough. I mean, let's be fair. If they ask you to buy a bottle of vodka, what would you do?
I'm going to get a little sticker, but I have done that in the past as well. Yeah, when I come out of the shop and say, mister, can you get me this? Can you get me that? Because they know Gary, they call me Gary, and I do it. I don't like them to be suffering or get, you know, I'd rather get them something to make them happy.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's legal to do that. In terms of... Oh, he's gone. All right. Cheers, Gary. Gary there in Wolverhampton. I mean, my next question was going to be, actually, with regards to what his mum thinks. Or whoever. But what other members of his family think about Gary buying boxes of vapes. Can we get Gary back or no? He's not answering. There we go. We've tried to get Gary back. He's obviously gone. Maybe his phone's run out of charge or something, or he's got a job to get to. And that is, that's the problem. That makes me think, actually, maybe we shouldn't. I mean, what Gary is doing is not only wrong, it is also, I'm pretty sure, illegal. You can't be getting people vapes or bottles of vodka. I'm not quite sure whether Gary was being totally honest with me or not. I suppose we'll never know. Lots of reaction coming in on this. I do think it's been interesting. I'm sure many of my colleagues will discuss this, if not today, then certainly tomorrow when this ban actually comes in. I think it's going to be... It feels like we've only just heard... Bear in mind, obviously, I work in news. It feels like we've only just heard about this in the last couple of weeks, whereas we've known this was coming in for some time, this particular ban on disposable vapes. And I suppose, really, I wonder if all retailers are going to be across actually the rules, whether they're going to have got rid of all of their... I mean, there is a lot of media attention on it now, I suppose. But are you going to be in a place where a lot of these shops are not only selling these vapes under the counter, disposable vapes, because if they don't get rid of all of them, let me tell you, they will not be chucking them away. I can tell you that for free. But also, whether they will just actually forget and have them up as normal and be selling disposable vapes as normal. I think the devil's really going to be in the detail when it comes to tomorrow and when it comes to whether this ban on disposable vapes is going to be a success. And actually, I do hope it is. I do hope the government managed to get fewer people smoking. It's an interesting debate. I'm sure we'll come back to it here on LBC. We're going to move on. Coming up...
Do you think it's all right not to pay? Lucy, why do you go back to the barrier and pay? Do you want to go back and pay like everybody else? Do you think it's all right not to pay? Why don't you go back and pay?
Detective Chief Inspector Jenrick takes to Stratford Underground Station where he's trying to stop fare dodgers. Do you think he's actually performing a public service? Labour MP Joe Powell doesn't.
Antisocial behaviour, neighbourhood type crime and so on is an area where we need to see improved policing.
But whether Robert Jenrick should be the person actually enforcing it, I suspect Mr. Powell disagrees with. We're going to be talking about that after 6 o'clock. Is it really down to politicians to be doing these? Do these stunts actually work, or with Robert Jenrick?
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the Defence Secretary John Healey says he has no doubt that military funding will reach 3% of national income by 2034. In a newspaper interview, Mr. Healey said the target is no longer an ambition but a certainty. It's understood that the uplift will be needed to fully pay for plans to modernise the armed forces due to be announced next week. The government has previously said a 3% increase in defence spending remains an ambition. President Trump has announced that he will double steel and aluminium import tariffs.